Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the show that brought you unbelievable dragon cartoon pornography. It's the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore, and it is a Monday. We're recording slightly later in the day, so these shows from now on until maybe Easter, the shows will be coming out a little bit later in the day. Am I right, Luke? Am I right in that one?
Yeah, I mean, we'll never be broken or defeated by this pandemic. No. But we will sometimes be forced to make slight admin changes as a result of it. And dear producer and editor Natalie doesn't get to do this edit till quite late on the Monday now. So it's going to be a little bit later. But think of it as a beautiful Monday evening treat. What I would do if I were you as a listener, and what I know Pete Donaldson does, is hit 7 p.m, run yourself a bath, put a lot of candles around, put the best of... I was going to say, put the best of Enya on the boom box. Yeah. Get 14 cans of Tisky and fill the bath up and enjoy with the Tisky.
Just drink it and maybe watch a bit of Monday Night Football while Enya's blaring out.
Pete, was there not a missive from one of our listeners back in the day? And I might have made this up, but where you could, I feel like it might have been in Poland or the Czech Republic or somewhere in Eastern Europe, where you could have an actual full-on bath in beer.
Yeah, that rings a bell. Yeah, it was very wasteful, if I remember rightly. No, it would give me a terrible infection, I think, down south, which I don't need, and I don't need to explain that.
No.
I don't know. Why have you got that infection? I had a bath in a lot of very aggressive Polish lager.
More likely than you seducing another member of the opposite sex, though, to be fair.
True. Yeah, that's definitely true. I'm yet to visit the STD clinic because I've touched a lady or a man. So it's more stuff I've just put down there. And it all comes under the same umbrella, which is what they use to check down there.
It's like a little cocktail umbrella.
It's like a little cocktail umbrella.
Yeah, you can get choose your colour.
Listen, you might be in your 20s and you may think that you've got your whole world in front of you, but when you change partners, you need to be having a little check, and it's an important thing to do.
How would you check, Pete?
Silly about it. What?
How would you check?
I send pictures of my engaged member to celebrities and ask them to see.
Not just celebrities.
Not just celebrities. Some of them are barely cam girls. Anyway, didn't come here to talk about this film. It's not what we are about.
What are we about?
We're about the Luke and the Pete. What's Luke been up to this week? What's Pete been up to this week? Luke, I cannot have not noticed or mentioned on the show the fact that it is now very snowy. Right
yes.
now, where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it is insane out here. It was a veritable blizzard yesterday. And luckily, the day before, my good lady partner, my one careful lady partner, took me out in the car that I bought so I could have a little drive around a theatre car park.
I saw the video and it was absolutely terrifying.
Thrilling.
I never want to see it again. It's like one of those videos. Do you remember when the internet was a bit like the Wild West and like all of a sudden you'd click on something and there would be like an awful video of a person falling off a cliff or something? Yeah, just something terrible that had happened. It was like that, but it was you behind the wheel of a car and you can't properly see the maniacal look in your face at the time, but I knew it was there.
Well, I edited out the bit at the start where I said I'm in my mum's car, vroom vroom, because my hair was looking particularly poor this day, and I didn't want you to get distracted.
It was like a really shit version of Grand Theft Auto.
It was like a really great version of Fast and the Furious 7 Tokyo Drift, thank you very much. But a good time was had by all, apart from the gearbox that did at one point say that it was overheating. I like to buy things that are broken out of the box, mate.
I feel sorry for you. I think all of us, the assembled throng of listeners and me, feel sorry for the scooter. We hardly knew ye.
Well, I to be honest, I tried to get the skirt out yesterday in the snow, and I was doing big old donuts in the garden because I just wouldn't get up the hill. So I had to put that away. So I'm waiting for the snow to leave us.
What type of life do you think our listeners think you have?
It's Mike Carroll, the lottery job.
It's a poor man's Mikey Carroll.
who could barely live within his own means, Mikey
You've
Carroll.
Got the gold chain around your neck with a pair of boxing gloves on it. You've got the sovereign ring on your finger and your donut and a Chinese scooter around your own garden
of, I love it.
Your place out in the countryside. Yeah. I think it's chilling. I think the dogs you have access to find it chilling, and I think our listeners find it chilling.
The dogs I have access to will not stop being sick. I mean, I don't know what they've been eating.
Has this only happened since you moved in? Are they allergic to you in the most cruel plot twist in history?
Yeah, they just keep vomiting. Every morning there's just new vomit to pick up. It's like the video game Theme Park, but with dogs.
Oh, I remember that. Oi, you put too much salt on the fries in Theme Park, Sim Theme Park or whatever it's called. And because you want the people to buy more drinks and they end up just puking everywhere.
Yeah. So, and you just need people to clear up in the park and stuff. Oh, it's fascinating. Oh, Luke, you like a video game? Get involved with Hitman 3, mate. Get involved, mate.
I haven't seen the first two. I'll be confused.
It's pretty simple. It's a Hitman. You can play it on your Switch as well, which is it's like a streaming version of it.
Oh, you know how to talk sexy good. To me. Switch.
There you go.
Is it good on the Switch, though? Is the iteration good?
I believe it is. I mean, so all of the processing happens in a server somewhere, but luckily it's one of those games where it doesn't require kind of necessarily quick reactions. You can just kind of like skulk around. It is astonishingly good. It's your little old man arthritis fingers.
I still haven't found anyone in our listenership that's found me some copper for No Man's Sky. That's when my love affair with gaming finished. So I always play... And regular listeners to The Ramble will know that I often reference the man Big Pav, who you know,
yes,
Pete, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So he's occasionally my FIFA playing partner FIFA 21. Yeah, so we sometimes play FIFA 3-1 together. That's the only gaming I really do these days, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested in Hitman 3. I'm looking for something to fill the Breath of the Wild shape hole in my soul. Mm. And I need to fill... the weekends these days, particularly as I saw someone so aptly describe weekends under lockdown as the 2-day lunch break, which is basically what it feels like, right?
It's barely even that, to be honest. I'm working on a project at the moment where I've got to get a lot of like release forms and permission slips, basically, back from.
I've heard about this,
and it's just like. And it's just a constant stream. It's like trying to organise a school trip, but with a lot of old people. It's impossible. No one can find the form that I've sent. People are getting confused. I'm having to forward it on through obscure email addresses that I never knew existed. It's just, mate.
How many email addresses do you have in your life?
How many email addresses? I've had three major ones, I'd say. Apart from my work ones, I've had three major ones.
You've got a couple of burners, surely, for all those websites.
Oh, yeah. I've got loads of burners, mate. I got coming out the wazoo, mate. Yeah, very, very
easily.
You've
got a burner account for the wrestling figures you collect off eBay.
No, they're all on my... If you can find my record on eBay, you'll find a long and disgusting little tale, I tell you.
Pete, on Friday... and before anyone asks, no, this wasn't exacerbated by the fact that I had to work with Kate Mason. I had a migraine on Friday.
Oh, right. I've never heard. I didn't think you were of the migraine people. I didn't realise you were migrainable.
We are a broad church. We are a very broad church. I do occasionally get a migraine, so every 6 to 9 months. And I picked one up on Friday. It's only really today that I've started to feel normal again, and. They manifest themselves in such weird, different ways. I don't know if anyone listening or everyone listening kind of knows about migraines, particularly if they don't suffer from them. But some of the symptoms are absolutely obscene. Like, they are. It's basically, Pete, a condition that would, in every other circumstance, be cause for some alarm. Yet all you've got to do is just go to bed, and when you wake up, it's normally okay again.
And it's weird, isn't it?
It's crazy. So the one I had on Friday, I'm not exaggerating, if I touched the left-hand side of my face, it was like unbearably painful, right? So I could only sleep it off on one side of my face, right?
Is that definitely a migraine? Is that definitely a migraine?
Yeah, all these
spinal symptoms. Spinal fluid coming out your nose. Like,
I spoke to my mate Duncan about it. He says to me, oh yeah, I get migraines every 6 months. I go completely blind.
It's just like in any other... Yeah, you're right.
In any context, that's hospital.
People get lights, things floating in front of their eyes. Yeah. It's astonishing.
I had one about 9 months ago, no joke, right, where it came on and it made... One of the symptoms I got was I had to eat an entire packet of biscuits.
Do you want me to pop round with some Paramol? I swear by Paramol. It is just codeine and paracetamol, but my God, they're good for a hangover.
I'd love to smash five of them, I'll be honest.
Oh, mate, have a couple of them and you'll sleep for about 3 days. Fantastic.
Yeah. I have to probably put some kind of disclaimer in here because some of the listeners might get offended. I'm not saying please don't overdose on Paramol.
No,
don't
fuck with codeine, guys. It's addictive.
So in summary, I've only just started to feel better again today, really, which is no good. I mean, I went out yesterday for a quick walk in the snow because Mimi's obviously of New England extraction, so she misses the snow.
She just swam out. I bet she was floating over it. Yes.
But the thing is, she's derisory about our snow, Pete, and it grates. It grates. We should be proud of that 2 inches out there.
But dirty old dog poo snow, yellow snow, dirty old sludge within 5 seconds. Yeah, I mean, to be fair though, everyone's like on the stack thread, everyone's pathetic little sprinkling they were getting excited about and making little snowmen off.
Oh, you weren't saying that on the thread. You were really encouraging. Pathetic.
I'm surprised our friend John managed to do a full snowman. It just didn't seem like there was enough snow kicking around. But over here, oh, mate, up to my knees I was. Up to my knees.
No, you weren't. Really?
No.
Nah, bollocks. Oh, you know Stevie from Jack's show, Jack's Happy Hour? Yes. You see his snowman?
No.
He did like a proper lifelike, really good Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, amazing.
He's really good.
He's very talented, Stevie.
I would recommend it. I'd very, very much recommend it.
You're like Jack and I'm like Stevie. I'm the talented one.
Where's that come from? That doesn't make any sense because Jack's genuinely popular.
I know. Yeah, but you get all the plaudits. I'm like the talented one, yeah?
Right. I don't know what you call them, but they're not plaudits. And can I also please just say that now that Vish has stolen my my bad guy of the ramble moniker, I'm having a bit of an existential crisis over it.
Oh no, you've got nothing.
I don't really know where I am with it, to be honest. were you going to say something? Because I want to bring something in.
I was just going to bring it very, very quickly. Saturday, I'm up early, relatively early after drinking a bottle of Carver the night before and a bottle of sake.
Yeah, standard.
I'm not ready for it. I'm going down to McDonald's because I'm getting sausage and egg McMuffins and a load of food.
Near is the McDonald's to you, mate?
Oh, there is a close one that's about a 10-minute scooter away. And then there is, and then when the road is closed, like what it was on Saturday, I went in a Hemel Hempstead. So I went to Hemel Hempstead, scooted it. Scooted it.
In the snow? So you're a madman.
No, it was before
the
snow.
It's like the world's shittest version of Mad Max.
It was before the snow. I'd managed to beat the snow, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it was very, very cold. So I'm down there. I'm getting my sausage egg McMuffins from the drive-thru. I'm getting my toffee lattes, right? And I've been burned before. I've brought a flask. So I fill up the toffee lattes into the flask.
Oh, very good.
Siphon them in.
Pro, what a pro.
And I put them into the seat, put the food in the seat. And these two lads, what is the van that you have? It's like a white van, but it's like just a bit bigger than a car. Do you know what I mean? Like, like a little kind of like transit-y van, but like
a little Astro
small.
Van.
You look like, a little Astro van. This man is just in front of me. I'm not blocking him out. He's just come out of the drive-thru.
I'll tell you what, I've waited almost 20 years for Pete Dolls and Traffic Tales. I'm going to enjoy this.
I mean, is this what happens on the road? Is this what happens in Hemel Hempstead? If anyone lives in Hemel Hempstead, let me know. He must be in his 50s, and he was clearly like maybe a labourer or something, or maybe just an odd job man or something. And he had a mate in the car as well. You know, like a labourer's mate always looks a bit ratty.
Yeah. Was it Ronnie Pickering?
Look, it's the sort of thing that Ronnie Pickering gets up to. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. He starts like pointing at me, this grown man pointing at me going, like that, like really scowling and laughing. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I look behind me because I'm like, and I look ridiculous. I look ridiculous. They haven't seen me yet. They haven't seen me yet because I have my big helmet on. They had the windows rolled up. That's why I just couldn't figure it out. Really pointing at me. Ha, ha. And I looked around to sort of see if they were pointing at anyone else. They weren't pointing at anyone else. And when I turned back round, his little ratty mate was like giving me two fingers, and his mate was going ah, and then they just kind of like revved the engine, made their tyres sort of squeal, and made a load of smoke, and then just boom, shot past Halfords, and then they were just gone.
And I think this is the middle scene in the film Grease, isn't it?
I was having a proper breakdown. I was like, what was that about? Did they what? I look ridiculous. The helmet's way too big for me. I look like a Mekon, but that's all they had. They didn't see me fucking blonde hair that looks like Donald Trump at the moment.
But I like the idea that you've assumed that they must be right and now you're trying to work out what's wrong with you. They're probably just twats.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, isn't it? That's the difference between people who are scared of the world and people who aren't.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the world, so I just look at it and go, what have I done? What do I look like? What have I done? What do they think I am? And
I'm on their side, but I'm just saying that I think you're probably overthinking it. I had a McDonald's as well a few days ago, just before actually, it might have been what brought the migraine on, thinking about it.
But aren't they delicious?
I went for the katsu nuggets.
Oh, hello.
Have you seen that they brought out katsu nuggets?
Are they just chicken nuggets with katsu curry dip, or is the katsu curry dip within?
No, there's no katsu dip. It's a sweet curry dip as per normal. But the coating on the nuggets is slightly katsu in nature. So it's almost like that. What's happened is the guy who develops that part of the McDonald's menu, I think at one point went to a Wagamama.
What, past one?
We should do this. And just did it.
Lovely. I'll have to try that next time I go around on my scoots.
Yeah, you should. I mean, what's your standard? I mean, if you're going into Hemel Hempstead on a good half an hour at least round trip, what's the order you're going for?
I'll level with you. Who's that goalkeeper I like who does YouTube?
Oh, Ben Foster.
Ben Foster. I do enjoy his YouTube. And he, right next to Watford's training ground, there is a McDonald's, and he says he drives past it every day, and he just goes, like, why is that there? You know what I mean? I've never once gone in, but I've always wanted to go in. And, you know, when you get older and stuff, like, you know, one sausage and egg McMuffin is a real pain. But he did suggest getting a sausage and egg McMuffin and then putting... Jesus, a McMushroom, and then putting a hash brown in between it, and then putting like tomato sauce on it and stuff. And I was like, that's a great idea. That is what influenced me to go to McDonald's. So I'd like to thank Ben Foster, the goalkeeper,
Take the inspiration from where you can, mate. That's what I'm saying.
And so I was just bashing back sausage egg McMuffins with two hash browns.
Very nice.
Are you vaping? I can hear someone vaping there. Who's vaping on the call?
No, it's not me.
No, it's not producing Natalie either. No, she's muted.
No, I wasn't vaping, mate. I think if I was going to start vaping, I'd tell you about it. And last time we went to a vape shop together, you left because you got embarrassed at me asking questions.
You were just wasting people's time.
They've got no one else to talk to. There's no customers.
Let them just be them. Let them learn a language or something. I don't know. You pop in, have a chat about vapes, and you have no intention of buying any vapes.
It's a tough sales job for them. I'll admit that. But look, they're working at a vape shop in Northampton. They want to chat to someone. Look, we're going to have a quick break, but before we do, I've got a bit of admin to do. So, our email address is hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. Some people who have emailed that very same email address are going to have some of their emails read out the other side of this break that's coming up. At Luke and Pete Show on Twitter. Do get in touch on there. And we're also now on Instagram, exactly the same address, at Luke and Pete Show. Lots of extra bits on there, lots of behind the scenes things, lots of things we haven't had time to get to on this show, which is basically unplanned twice a week. So do follow that as well on Instagram, at Luke and Pete Show. It's all tied together. Just the other side of this break, we're going to do a bit more chat, and we're also going to do some emails. So we'll see you in a minute.
See ya.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This week, Ask the Carnov.
On Wrestle Me this week, we talked about the worst way to accept a Hall of Fame award.
They were just trying to, you suck it.
You suck, and then he pours milk over
his head.
What is this?
Pouring milk over yourself is absolutely something that if you did it once in any scenario, people would never forget it. We were just having Christmas dinner and like, you know, he just poured 2 litres of milk over himself.
Or if you're more in the mood for some awkward anecdotes, Alex shared his experience with the cast of Event Horizon on this week's Clash of the Titles.
We meet Smitty, played by Sean Pertwee, a man who I bumped into in a bar having never interviewed and literally chewed his ear off, trapped him in a corner of a booth where he couldn't actually stand up and get away from me and talk to him incessantly about this film. Later on in the night, his wife said to me, Sean's outside if you want to carry on talking to him about Event Horizon.
All that and more. At Stakhanov.
Stakhanov.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show. We had to take a short break there because my dogs started barking. As long as they don't start barking sick, I don't mind. Do not mind. The Amazon man turned up. I don't know what's been bought. I don't know what's been purchased. I can't remember buying anything. The last thing I bought was a little card you put in the side of my Tassimo coffee machine to allow me to descale it. My Tassimo coffee machine, for some reason, will not let me descale it properly without this little green card that sits in the belly of the machine, and it's got a barcode on it, a very specific barcode that only allows that very specific card to work in the machine. It is, it's not designed obsolescence, is it? It's something like,
it's a cabal
fucking me off for no reason.
Yeah,
machine.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly accurate way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone from Amazon's turning up to my house every day at the moment. Every day.
Oh, it's relentless, isn't it? Relentless. If it's not a wire, it's a fire. Absolutely. I tried around that, doesn't work.
Let's be honest, Pete. With you, it's always a wire.
It's right. Always a wire.
So hello at lukeandpeacher.com is the email address to get in touch. We've got a load of really good ones again. It's no coincidence to me that as soon as producer Nat's attached to the project, things start going through the roof. Regardless, we're the beneficiaries of this, us and the listeners, because we get to hear about all these amazing stories. I would like to start with the extension of something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, which is the lost, the dying art, if you like, of the great childhood lie. Okay?
Lovely.
You know, I tell you what, if Reply All over at Gimlet do an episode on the great childhood lie, oh, it's award-winning, we always do stuff like this. And this is a fantastic example of one from Connor Christie, and I'm going to tell you about it right now. On the recent talk about kids telling lies at school, says Connor, I have a good one for you. Me and my friends have always remembered it, and we still laugh about it to this day. There's this lad from school, and we're all about 10, and everyone's getting a few minutes to tell the class what they got up to over the summer holidays. So he stands up in front of the class, talking absolute nonsense, as usual. And then he reveals that he climbed up to his bedroom window over the summer break, put on his parachute, leapt out, and glided all the way to the shops a few miles away.
Indeed, yeah.
I mean, how on earth he thought he would get away with that one? You can't pull the wool over our eyes. I have so many questions. Maybe the Ministry of Defence should get in touch with him to learn about this incredible feat, the pinnacle of human achievement.
I can't remember whether either I read that email before or you read that email on the show, but I remember thinking for some reason that I thought that you said that you'd floated to the shops. Exciting.
No,
either
I wish
way,
I had.
Exciting.
I mean, the only thing I would say to Connor is that, I mean, possibly if this lad lived on like the 35th floor of a tower block,
That
it
works,
is feasible.
Yeah.
It is feasible.
If he lived on the big tower in Dubai.
Those towers are meant to move in the wind, aren't they?
Yeah. Most skyscrapers are nowadays, aren't they? Because they've got kind of weird counterweights in the bottom. I mean, I just don't know how. I still don't know how that works. I went to the Kobe Earthquake Museum and saw all of these plans for these skyscrapers and how they're built these days. But it just seems very weird. It just seems very odd that you've got some kind of counterweight that allows you to offset the movement of an earthquake. It's just confusing.
Don't they have some kind of like quite futuristic like insulation in the foundations?
Yeah, so it's like a counterweight, I think. It's a mixture of like maybe springs and shock absorbers and also counterweights. So it kind of, when the top of the building goes right, the counterweight would go left, I think. Either way, it would stop the jiggle. It would encourage it to jiggle in the right way, but not the wrong way.
And that's what we all want.
To jiggle in the right way.
There's a brilliant scene in the autobiography of Slash, the guitar player from Guns N' Roses. Have you read it?
Yeah. No.
So he's obviously living in LA, which gets a fair amount of earthquakes, and they're always brought up and told that if they're indoors and there's an earthquake, you need to go and stand in the doorway.
Yeah.
And so Slash does that, but obviously because he's Slash, I think he's got about 15 pet snakes, and they all get, and the tanks all get smashed, and they all just sliver off. He's trying to get them all back. And I think people probably just think that he's on drugs again or something, when he's walking around asking everyone seen his snakes and stuff. Because there is genuinely one scene where he throws himself through a plate glass window because he thinks he's being chased by these little demons. it's an amazing book. And by the way, good on Slash. It's about fucking 3 inches thick. Like, he's not scrimped on it. It's just endless stories about the stupid shit he's done. It's really, really very good. Very good. There's an amazing scene as well on YouTube. And I'll get Nat to share it on the old Insta. Where, I might have told you about before, Pete, but it's live footage of a Guns N' Roses show where Axl's doing this big build up to the start of Welcome to the Jungle.
Mm.
And you know, he sees us going, do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. You know, like, Axl's really over the top. Yeah, yeah. And he's doing this big, like, dramatic, theatrical, extended intro into Welcome to the Jungle. And then that iconic riff's supposed to come in. Like, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, that one, right?
Yeah.
But Slash is so pissed, right? He's got a tiny pair of shorts on and nothing else, and a top hat, obviously. Right, he's facing the wrong way, and he cannot play a single thing. So it's just you just hear these weird echoes and like out of tune guitars. It's amazing. Anyway, Slash's autobiography is well worth a read.
It's just it just seems like the history of rock and roll is just write a decent album every 2 years, and the world will indulge you. Just
I can't.
You
I can't.
Can do
this
what
is the
you
thing,
want.
Right? This is the thing, Pete. Right? I cannot fathom, and you know, I'll bring the listeners in on this if they want to email in and give me their theories. Guns N' Roses also, but particularly Metallica, right? Metallica are so inebriated for the first like 5 years of their entire existence, right?
Mm.
They're nicknamed on the scene Alcoholica, right? Several of them have to go away and get rehab and dry out and sort their addiction problems out. And it doesn't make any sense because if you go and watch, there's plenty of videos on YouTube of them in like 1983 playing the most technically quick, amazing music. And it sounds fucking incredible. And they're all totally pissed all the time. It doesn't make any sense.
Have you tried to play the guitar when you're pissed? I can't fucking do it. I can't do it when I'm sober. Terrible.
I can remember having a house party once and playing, there was someone playing guitar and me trying to play it, and just it was just embarrassing. Someone just taking it off me. But then a lot of people would say that when I was sober, to be fair. So it's fair enough.
We got a message from Dave. I'm going to remove Dave's second name because I'm a nice guy. Hello, the Link Pete. Your school disco chat reminded me of my own experiences years ago. As I went to an all boys school, time with girls was pretty much non-existent in my earlier years. The school discos from year 9 onwards gave us all a unique opportunity to meet and mingle with this mysterious fairer sex who went to the all-girls school up the road. I mean, why do they plan it like this? This is just insanity. Don't keep them apart and then like a big fucking wall of death at a Metallica concert. my second memory was of our time in sixth form when the boys and girls sixth formers joined forces to host these discos as fundraisers for World Challenge and other extracurricular activities, etc. As theoretically all powerful sixth formers, we chaperoned the younger pupils, managed the tuck shop, and kept an eye out for rule breakers. On one night, we thought we'd hit the authoritarian jackpot when we heard the year 11s were snorting some dubious substances in our sixth form common room, aka the disco's VIP suite. VIP suite.
How do you even do that at school?
Oh, God. God knows. Ready to march this irritating bunch of the teachers, aka the real chaperones, the real law. We simply found out they were snorting mega rainbow dust sweets. You know those long, thin sticks of sherbet you find in sweet shops?
Snorting it, that's pretty full on.
Absolutely bashing it up the snozzle. I've no idea if any of them snorted anything stronger, but one is now a Tory MP, so the chances are high. All the best and safe. And then he sends me an email a couple of days later. A little later on. Can you please send some ice on him?
That is very, very high risk when you know Pete Donaldson's reading it. I mean, not even waiting for a couple of days.
I know, right? I mean, he is very much relying on the Google Mail system to make sure that I know that there's a new addition to that particular email thread. Awful decision from Dave.
No, and it's but very good story. And I don't know why I can remember people getting the old sherbet dib dab as and that's not a euphemism for drugs. I mean the actual sherbet dib dab, and giving it a good old snort up the hooter. I don't really know why.
I just see it on the telly, don't you? You watch a bit of Scarface, You want to slice the action. We also got, weirdly, speaking of redacted emails, we got an email that was sent. The whole thing was just redacted. Mark emailed us. I'm not going to say any more than that, but it was about something and something we discussed before. And then, top of the email, end of the email. Do not read out my email. P.S. You two are in desperate need of a U.S. correspondent, and I would feel honoured to fill the role. Well, look, not if you're going to redact the emails, Mark. Yeah. It's
the
just unworkable.
Shit ever.
This system is unworkable, mate. It was a very interesting email, very, very interesting indeed. But we just can't discuss it. Maybe in 60 years' time, all of our files will be redacted like the Roswell files, and it'll be fine.
It's kind of like going to a job interview and then saying, have you done all that work that you're supposed to prepare for the interview? Yeah. Can I see it? No. I still really want the job.
It's like when I can't remember which actor is getting interviewed for The Office, and he's going, yeah, I've got a 2-point plan how the company could revolutionise it. And he goes, well, come here. He goes, I'm not giving it away.
Yeah, exactly.
It must be quite interesting, actually, if you are a high functioning hire for something like a high up hire, and they want to know the sort of things that you would enact and the ideas that you've got, but you don't want to just give them ideas because companies can be unscrupulous. I wonder if there's many podcasts about that.
An example of that would be when you interview for a job as a music PR. Mm. And they set you a task like, I don't know, writing the press release for a new album that's coming out, which you then send in to them. They thank you very much for it, tell you that you're not going to get the job. Yeah. But because you also run your own club night, you receive the self same press release that you wrote in your inbox a couple of days later.
Is that what happened to you?
That literally happened to me in the past. It's kind of probably similar to that.
I did something similar where I auditioned for a very cheap, not worth much cash, VO, voiceover, and they just used the audio and didn't give me the job or the money.
Well, that is outrageous.
That's amazing, isn't it? What I should do is record it in the shower and go, if you want the real version, if you want the uncensored version.
Pete, this is a very esoteric joke, but you should do it, but in the middle of it just go, Pond 5. Over the top of it. Speaking of VOs, though, Charlie's been in touch. And this is a really good email. He says, hi, guys.
Not Charlie from Stakhanov. I want you, Pete, can you do a voiceover for a promo, please?
No, not Charlie from Stakhanov, no. Charlie from who actually signs his email off, and we'll squeeze this one in before we go. Charlie not from Carlisle, as he calls himself. He says, hi, guys. Following Pete sharing his unsuccessful born in Carlisle, raised in the Royal Navy story, I thought I'd pass on that I was, in fact, the voice of that advert.
That's what I'm talking about. What are the chances of that person listening or being aware of it, of the show? Amazing.
Well, based on our listenership, very, very low. The actor in it was deemed to have too much of a high-pitched voice, so a better-suited Carlisle accent was apparently required. Then Charlie goes on to say, I'm from Peckham. And as you can tell by the advert, I am not particularly good at a Carlisle accent. I actually put forward a friend who is from Carlisle, but he was rejected too. I don't think they really knew what they were after. So much so, a usually 1-hour voiceover gig took 2 days of recording as no one was happy with it or the pathetic accent I was attempting. But I still got the job. Many thanks, Charlie, not from Carlisle.
You know what? I feel better now. I just feel better about things.
Well, because it's normally Finchy that gets your
job. It's just fun that it's. I'm just happy that it was a torrid job that took a long time, and it wasn't actually someone from the area who got it in the first place. Look, that's cheered me right up. That has.
But Pete, give me so for people listening who are from the south of the country, much the same as me. Like, if someone said to you, "Yeah, we want you to do this voiceover, Pete, but you need to do a Carlisle accent," could you do it?
I think I could. Because they just sound like us. They just sound like me.
Give me a sentence in Hartlepudlian and give me a sentence in Carlisle.
Good evening, I'm from Hartlepool. Good evening, I'm from Carlisle.
It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same.
We're going to get some very irate emailers from the beautiful town and city of Carlisle if we're not
I've
careful.
Got a mate from Carlisle called Jonathan Fax. You've met him. You play football with him. And he is from Carlisle and he sounds just like me. So there you go.
I do know Jonathan, and I like him, but I've never heard him speak.
Oh, well,
he's very quiet.
He's quite quiet. Yeah, he's a quiet boy. Quiet boy.
Anyway, speaking of quiet boys, it's about time we were quiet, Peter. Do you want to take us out of here?
Well, let's get out of here. This has been the end and the middle and the start of the Luke and Pete Show. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back on Thursday for more of this. If you want to get to the show, as always, it's hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. You can find us on Twitter, Luke and Pete Show. And you can also find us on Instagram as well, with all kinds of shite, quite frankly. Instagram.com/Luke and Pete Show. If you get involved in the URL business, just type it in the search bar. Follow us. Check out what Natalie and Luke and me have put up.
Peter, a lot of people would have just turned off when they heard us doing the outro, so why don't you give someone a little Easter egg now for those who've stuck around?
Okay. Hello, I am from Bradford. Hello, I am from Filey.
Do your Cockney accent. Go on, do your Cockney accent.
I came here for a shootout.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Ta-da.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.